This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 283 of the Happier podcast, I recommended the brilliant, hilarious, poignant, page-turning memoir, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood by Trevor Noah, who's a comedian and host of the TV show The Daily Show on Comedy Central. You've probably heard of the book or already read it. It was a number one New York Times bestseller and was named as one of the best books of the year by the New York Times, NPR, and Booklist, among others. Since I read it, I found myself referring often to one particular passage that really stuck in my mind. Trevor Noah described how even with all the restrictions of apartheid, his mother took him on all sorts of adventures. He writes, "My mother took me places Black people never went." He recounts how they drove through fancy neighborhoods, they went to the ice skating rink, they went to the drive-in movie theater that gave him a 360-degree view of the city at the top of a huge hill. They went all over. He said, "My mom raised me as if there were no limitations on where I could go or what I could do." And here is the passage that really struck me. Trevor Noah continues, "We tell people to follow their dreams, but you can only dream of what you can imagine. And depending on where you come from, your imagination can be quite limited. Growing up in Soweto, our dream was to put another room on our house. Maybe have a driveway. Maybe, someday, a cast iron gate at the end of the driveway. Because that is all we knew. But the highest rung of what's possible is far beyond the world you can see. My mother showed me what was possible. The thing that always amazed me about her life was that no one showed her. No one chose her. She did it on her own. She found her way through sheer force of will." I think that observation, "You can only dream of what you can imagine," is so profound. I wonder if the internet will be a force for good in this way. Can it help people to dream bigger because they can imagine more? Because the internet has shown it to them? I hope so. I'll put a link in the show notes to the book Born a Crime. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.